Man is designed to be very special. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bailey, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Man is designed to be very special. We look at man and we think to ourselves, that's a good system. Arms, legs, head, toes, nose, the whole works. That's kind of nice. That's kind of nice. It's a sort of a complicated system. It has all of these aspects to it. But man is designed in a very special way. Now, what is this very special way that man is designed? Well, now, I think man is designed as a human being. And as a human being, he has all the facilities that a human being would have. All the faculties, all of the aspects, all the functions that a human being would have. Okay? But is that man's reality? Is that man's very special design that he is a human being? Truly, a human being is the most marvelous and the most wonderful thing. It's the most remarkable thing. There are human beings, and there are animals, and there are minerals and vegetables, and there are all sorts of things. But man is a very special human being. Well, actually, that's not the whole story. That's only part of the story. Man is designed very special. He comes out of nothing and enters into a seed, and the seed becomes a man, and the man goes on planting other seeds and having other creatures come forth like himself, and he thinks to himself, that's pretty good. And then the man thinks, okay, this is my design, to be a human being, and to be a rather marvelous human being. And then in his thought, in mankind's thought about himself, he says, now, I can see the ideal human being. I can see the ideal human being. The ideal human being is perfect in every way. The ideal human being is the ideal father, mother, sister, brother. The ideal human being is the ideal creator, the ideal creative. The ideal human being is all of those things. Now, that's kind of nice too. What spells out what a mother, brother, father, sister, whomever is? What creates that in that way? Well, our thought. Oh. So, it's our thought that creates these things, or brings them forth, or reveals them, or whatever it does. And so, that's what brings us forth. Well, then, is that our very special design? Is that our very special creation? Man is designed to be very special. Is that what I am? And then, I think to myself, well, I have thoughts in my mind, thoughts of being a fantastic person with a fantastic body, and that's conceivable for me. And I have thoughts of having a body that doesn't need food. Well, that's a little less conceivable, but it is a thought and it is a possibility. I have thoughts of a body that is that doesn't need air, that doesn't need water, doesn't need any material thing to maintain it. That sort of moves the body from a physical realm to a non-physical realm. Well, the body came out of a non-physical realm into a physical realm. Why can't the body exist in a non-physical realm in the physical realm, or even have the physical realm be the non-physical realm? Oh, Herb, that's a bunch of gobbledygook. You're just using a lot of words. No, not really. We live in a very beautiful body, a very beautiful mind. We are amazed and delighted with how creative and imaginative our body and mind are. And we think to ourselves, wow, it is fantastic. And then we go on and we create something new. At one time, the body didn't have the ability to grow back fingers. But we're learning from the chameleons that the body can do that, just like they. And bodies have done this and do this when certain factors are at work. And they can sew back a portion of the body that's been cut off and knit together all these perfect little nerves and nerve endings and blood vessels and muscles and what have you. It's fantastic. It's amazing. Now, the day will come when should a person lose a finger, they won't have to do that. They'll just speak their word and it'll be back. If they just speak their word and it'll be back, they don't even have to lose it. Now, when that day comes, we will be doing great things, and we already are. Our science fiction writers have a great deal of fun writing about science fiction, which includes such magic. But is it really so strange? Is there another level of consciousness that we could dwell in where we could experience these sort of magical things all the time? And the answer is yes. That level of consciousness, that area, is called our divine self. Our wonderful divine self. It's our original purity and integrity. It's who we are. We came out of the divine self, our nothingness, into something. And the something that we created ourselves into is a very complex and beautiful being. But is it who we really are? Can we transcend the human body and create ourselves as the divine body, whatever we might think it to be, and have ourselves be the divine body? Is that what we are really designed to be? Man is designed to be very special, but that specialness that man is designed to be is his divine self. That's our original purity and integrity. Now, we, in our limited thinking we had to work on a physical basis with physical tools, with physical cells and physical atoms and physical things to bring forth anything. Well, that's okay. Now let's create a non-physical universe. Let's create a non-physical system in which we live, move, and have our being. Let's create ourselves in our original thought. Because the original thought is there, and the original thought is perfect, and the original thought is ideal in every way. Now, how do we bring forth that original thought in our world? Well, if we look at our creation in the early stages of our creativity, we will see a primitive form. Just like an artist in his early stages of his creativity, his artistry lacks refinement. And so we, in creating ourselves, create ourselves as a human being, and we lack certain refinements. Now it's up to us to create ourselves as a divine being with all of our refinements shining forth totally. We are eternal. We are immortal. We are indestructible. We are one. We say that the atoms are indestructible, the tools with which we work, and yet we don't let ourselves be indestructible, as are the atoms which are our substance. So it's a matter of training ourselves to be thinking from a different frame of reference. And that frame of reference is that we are ideal, that we are our original purity and integrity. The more we can concentrate on being our original purity and integrity, which we don't know what it is, and we don't even understand it, and that's perfectly okay. But the more we concentrate on being that, the more the ability to reveal ourselves as our original purity and integrity under all circumstances will be a fact in our life. And that fact in our life can be demonstrated and revealed and expressed and had right now if we choose. But it's up to us to make the decision. And as we make that decision, we will find that we are designed to be very special. We are designed to be something far more interesting than we have ever dreamed for ourselves up to this point. Now, that doesn't mean that we can do it instantly. It means it's already done. It means we can reveal it to ourselves. We can know that it's done. And as soon as we can convince ourselves that it is done, then it'll be done. And we convince ourselves by saying, I live in my original purity and integrity now. I live in my original purity and integrity now. I live in my original purity and integrity now. And as I say that, then that's what I live in. Then all that my original purity and integrity is revealed to me, through me, as me, in me, and it is done. Really, I'm not kidding. Just practice it. Practice that in your meditation. Practice that in your introspection. Practice that in your loving yourself and having fun. Because that's just who and what you are. And it is wonderful. My original purity and integrity, how wonderful it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.